We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into this edition of the podcast. I'm Chase Palm, and today, this OEP Extras with Ole Miss softball coach Jamie Traxel. The Rebels coming off a series win against then number 2 LSU. The Tigers were 24-0. After the first game of the series, the Rebels back into the series, won two in a row to take the series, moved to 20-8 overall, 3-3 in the SEC, heading into a top five date with Georgia. So we visit with Coach Traxel about her team, about some of the different things that happened so far in the season, including a lot of road games, as Ole Miss is in construction for a brand new Ole Miss softball stadium that will debut next season. They are playing on the site. But there is the grandstand being built right now as we speak and as the season is being played out. So talk to her about a lot of different items, including coaching the SEC, the rigors of the SEC as the entire league. No one in the league has double-digit losses now a month into the season every single week. Maybe the sport that is the deepest inside a league and a conference that, of course, is incredibly deep. So we talk about that. We talk about the ways that she's gotten administrative support from Ole Miss and a lot of different things here in her fourth season as head coach, but one that has included this expansion for the stadium, included COVID when she was hired. So a lot of different things there inside that program that is running a pretty healthy streak of NCAA tournament appearances. They advanced to a regional final last year and then again are coming off the from a ranking standpoint, the biggest series win in program history over LSU last week, and now again another top five opponent coming in with the Georgia Bulldogs. So let's go to her now. Let's, on the Campbell Clinic hotline, let's talk to Coach Jamie Traxel of the Ole Miss softball team.
Ole Miss softball coach Jamie Traxel now joining us on the Campbell Clinic hotline. Coach, congratulations for last weekend. 2 out of 3 against LSU. Big win against top five Georgia this weekend in Oxford. 3 of the last 4 in SEC play and a good midweek last week as well. I guess I'm going to start here. Is a team that has shown you a lot over the course of the last week. You lose the first two against Mississippi State, come back, you get the walk-off, and then the way that the series went in Baton Rouge. What have you just sort of felt about the way your team responded over those last 4 SEC games?
Yeah.
It's shown a good bit of toughness for a group that's still kind of still together.
Yeah, a lot of fight, kind of just being gritty. I think even the announcer said that, which I think is a compliment when someone else is going to identify what they see as your team being gritty and resilient. And I think that kind of sums it up, to be honest with you. Like, obviously, we didn't start conference those first couple of games exactly the way you wanted, but every game's important, you know. Even just getting that one game against Mississippi State, besides what it does for standings, like, it matters. And Nicholls State was a great doubleheader, and obviously going in and winning the series at LSU, you know, even they've had a great, incredible start to their season. And so for us to be able to do that and get better through the season, I think says a lot about our team. So proud of them. Definitely like that we're trending in the right direction, and we have been. With LSU behind us, obviously getting ready for the next opportunity and challenge in front of us, which is Georgia.
You were on the road for a long time to start the year. And like I said, I think you started three transfers on Monday. You've got some new faces. You've got new faces in your coaching staff. What did you sort of learn about your team on the road for that length and not being at home and just the environment and doing that? I know at every sport, it seems like, you know, getting out on the road and even just traveling and staying together and that type of continuity tells you something as you move forward.
Yeah, I actually love being on the road, and obviously being from Minnesota and being at NDSU for so long, I'm just used to it. Like, that's probably even more comfortable for me. What I've learned even being down here where you get a lot of nice weather and are fortunate to get a lot of home games is sometimes you miss the camaraderie that can be built when you are on the road together, because whether it's like Hawaii and we have some travel delays, you know, and end up kind of rerouting ourselves and going without our bags for over 48 hours and just kind of like being in Georgia, you know, we had their midweek down in LA against Nicholls State, and then they moved our LSU series to Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So that actually just elongated that kind of road trip without the intent of it when it was originally scheduled. So, and I think as we've looked back, just like we did in the earlier beginning, like, I can look at some of those, like that 2 week span or 2.5 weeks that we spent on the road together, Hawaii and Georgia, and even this last week, as some defining moments, like in our team, in the relationship growth, and, you know, kind of the identity, to be honest with you, like moving forward. So I just think our team has done a really good job, and we're just continuing to like find ourselves. I think part of the season is you get to have a season to learn who you are, become who you want to be, who you're supposed to be, who you need to be. You know, each team is just different with their identity, and also like continue to get better along the way. So I like where we're at right now. And I think, like you said, we've had a great week. And I think it's just that was that week, and obviously turning to Georgia. But learning, I think even part of it is too, is like who we are and how good we can be. With, like you said, we have a couple of transfers that this is their first time. Some special about first, but there's a little bit of that challenge of, you know, like even I think just proving and knowing like you belong, and not just belong, but like to execute and like to be successful and execute at this level too, in this conference too. So proud of our players. And we keep telling them like, you don't know how good you can be.
When you talk about the transfers and newcomers in general, I mean, I was talking to Ole Miss assistant baseball coach Carl Lafferty, I guess about a month ago, and he called it speed dating when you're in the portal and you're trying to figure this thing out. You're sending the message and open for the call and the visit. What goes into not just their playing ability, but how they're going to mesh chemistry-wise? I mean, how well do you know maybe what you're getting in something that is that tight from a time frame standpoint, from the person standpoint and the teammate?
Yeah, I don't know that you really know that. I think that's, you know, for us, relationships and who someone is. But when you're in the train, like when you're going through that, sometimes it is very fast. So, you know, we call as many people as we can. I'm kind of big on that. And whether it's the hiring process, or which is the same as recruiting, or your recruits, it's, yeah, you have your own conversations with that player. And I think when they come for a visit, how we set it up is really to, yeah, you're talking softball, but it feels like the softball part is the least amount of your conversation. You just want to get an idea of who they are, you know, how they enter a space, how they hold themselves in a space, you know, how they welcome people, you know, can they engage in conversation? We're with each other a lot. So it's like, is this a good fit for our culture, for our team? I think that's one piece of it. And then I think once they get here, I think it really becomes, yes, on their part, how much they're willing to like implement themselves and get into it right away. But I think the rest of it comes to your own players. Like it's not up to the new people to welcome themselves in or overextend. Yes, they have to accept those invitations, but I think a lot of that responsibility goes on to your current players and your leadership. And we've had some great transfers and great pieces that have come into this program that have made an impact and are still, you know, involved in our program now since they've graduated. But I always think it's a responsibility of the current players to welcome them and make a lot of those relationships work, because it's not easy to be the new people that come into a space that's really comfortable for other people.
Yeah, because you're constantly recruiting your own roster and new rosters and trying to pull that together. I mean, is there, in your mind, is there a perfect balance between returner coming in, like, you know, that core that you need to establish that identity as you talk about?
Yeah, I think when you have that core and that culture, you know, I'm still going into year four here, and we have a brand new staff. So there's been a lot of transition this year, which has been, it's been great. But I still think even every year, like as your systems were in the process of our new stadium, and that'll be completed next year. So I think after that, to be honest, everything, a lot of things will be set, but you need your core, you need your culture. They help recruit players, good players that come into this program and help really implement like who we are, what our standards are, what the expectations are to be at Ole Miss, be an Ole Miss athlete, and certainly be part of the softball program here.
You've run through a lot of consecutive NCAA tournaments, and obviously you've been here for a little while, but you were hired during COVID. You talk about the stadium, all these things, and it's almost sort of, in a way, feel like you're just sort of getting into a normal routine of a season and a tenure at this point, even though it's year four?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, with COVID and then just that first year and just transition of our staff and the new stadium and practicing off-site, like, and everything, I 100% feel that. It's been 4 years, but it feels like, even after next year, just feeling like it's a little more normal with some consistency will be very welcomed. Yeah.
You mentioned the identity. We talked about the grit through. And when I was, I guess, watching Sunday and Monday, and you pull off the winningest LSU and you break, you said they had this huge start and they're 24-0. What was kind of your message to them after the first win, you know, to finish the weekend the next day and not just make it about one game, and the way that they came out and really kind of, you know, dictated and dominated there on Monday to close a weekend where, you know, you made it a much bigger deal than simply breaking some record that was going on at the time.
Right. You know, we have had some great matchups with great games against LSU. So we're really familiar with each other. Last year, we were 2-2 against each other. Every game was close. And it's a lot of the same team. So we kind of just mirrored a little bit, like, just to show them, like, outside of a record, here's kind of, like, who we're playing. And here's kind of how those games have gone in the past. And heading into after we, you know, won against Nicholls State, when we flipped it to LSU, we were on the bus where we got to the hotel, and I said, someone's going to give LSU their first loss. So why not us? But put it in your head that it's going to be us. Mm-hmm. And it's a great matchup for us. And our goal every time we go into a series is to win the series. And when we got the first one, it just flipped to, hey, we're here to win the series, and which is what we talk about all the time. So I'm proud of our players for being able to handle that and not just like you said, making about one game and not finishing the job. And, you know, we've been playing from behind a little bit in our first couple weekends out. And I know that's been an emphasis for our offense to get started and to get into the game right away. And boy, did they, you know, I think 3 runs in the second inning. LSU was able to get on the board with 1-1. Ansley puts up the home run. So we're up 4. And I think in the 4th or 5th or whatever, we got the 4 runs to just kind of solidify the game. Our pitching was great all weekend. Our offense really kind of took charge of the game on Monday. And even when LSU responded, really kind of put it, you know, a little bit out of reach again. So finding different ways to win is what we've done quite a bit this year. And, you know, proud of our team and certainly our offense. I know that felt good for them. And they've been grinding for a long time. But that start really fast, that game, and then still be able to finish was a good outing for us.
Yeah, a couple of things related to that, but one that stuck out is you mentioned kind of spark plugs offensively. And I found myself just simply watching you guys on TV being drawn to Joey Lassiter and her play over the course of the weekend. And in year two, what is the sort of that progression been like for her?
Yeah, she is got an incredible mentality. Last year, Savannah Sykes was Warrior One, Jayla was Warrior Two, really just off 5th year and freshman. Jayla's just got a ton of confidence, you know, even last year as a freshman, she'd be like, hey, like, keep believing in me, like, I'll get it, I'll figure it out. You know, she's going to stand next to you and say that and wholeheartedly believes that. She's got a Warriors mentality. She's a competitor. She infuses confidence, kind of demands that a little bit too. And yeah, I just thought she was really, even on Sunday, was probably the biggest reason outside of our pitching that we won that game, you know, just offensively getting on base, scoring runs. But the message just to the team every single inning, like, hey, sticking with our plan, like, we're going to get it. I just thought it was a huge leadership, growing, like, kind of weekend. She's an elite defender, but what she did offensively, even carrying our team a little bit on Sunday, carrying over into Monday, and what she was continuously communicating with our team was just a big difference maker. But she's got an elite mentality, an incredible athlete, and is only going to continue to get better and better offensively. And she's an elite defender, one of the top 3 outfielders in the country for sure.
You mentioned pitching, the league office honors McKenna. I know you had some depth and it came from different places, but what's her progression been like? I mean, it looks like, I think, set, you know, 17 innings, 1 run, whatever it was over the course of the week. What's been the biggest change to frankly, her being pretty dominant right now.
I think her mentality, I think she would say that, you know, her stuff has always been her stuff. She's in year two and, you know, here at Ole Miss. And I think there's a comfort with that. Obviously, we've, you know, the, I think Carl Golan, our new pitching coach, that just is just the timing. It's a great relationship, the right fit at the right time through this transition. And so big credit to McKenna for continuously trying to invest in her own success and her own development. And she's had some great performances for us all year. Seven innings and a lot of close games, obviously being tested. Nicholls State had great seven innings and what she did against LSU too. But I think that relationship with Carl, he infuses confidence in them, into their own stuff and in letting them believe in who they are and what they do is plenty good enough. So I just think it's a combination of everything. But McKenna really like, kind of saying, even as a fifth year, like, no excuses, no regrets, like, I'm going for it. And I think that's a great place to be as a senior. We can be in that mentality.
It's every single weekend in the league. I mean, talk about all the sports in the SEC, but I'm not sure there's one that's deeper than softball all the way through at this point. And you've had two top five opponents in a row, State obviously ranked as well. For the new players transferring, coming in, just in general, is there kind of a key to, hey, every single week and you have to turn it around and there's not, you know, like a lot of conferences, you do have a few weeks that are a little different. I mean, what is different about playing and coaching in a league where it's just every single game like this?
There's no breather. You know, like you said, there's no weekends off. It is, I kind of equate it to playing water polo a little bit where someone's trying to score you, but they try to like dunk you on the way down, but they just try to keep you down. Like they're not like, so when you try to come back up, someone else is just trying to push you down.
Okay.
And not only do you have to get back up, but you got to get back and turn around on offense. So you're going to get punched in the mouth sometimes on Friday, and you got to turn around and do that right back. Or, you know, you may do that and expect to kind of get the same response in return. This conference, like, will test you in every way, like physically, the execution, the consistency of your execution, the emotional, mental, I think just wear and tear of it, of how important every game is and the fight that you have to bring to it and what you're going to exhaust every single day. So that's what I would say. And it really takes kind of like, even when you're recruiting, like what kind of athlete and mentality are you bringing in? Like some people can fight that are willing to invest in even their recovery throughout the week, physically, mentally, emotionally, you know, who invest in that level of that will attribute to performance individually and as a team, because you got to be able to recover pretty quick and go into the next kind of fight that you're going into just a handful of days later. So there's no breather, but I think that's the fun of this conference. Like you go into one and then the next weekend you're playing a top five, top 10 opponent too. Mm-hmm. So we have a great opportunity and test coming in with Georgia here at home. And like that, we're playing them here in Oxford.
Is there a key to that, as in even, you know, in the fall, setting a standard day-to-day that, you know, you have a certain intensity just inside your program that will be required for that for the spring that you have to kind of dictate in-house a little bit?
Yeah, you need to, you know, and I think the players have to buy into that, you know. I just think every season it's getting a group that understand that every day is an investment day. You're kind of working championship backwards. It's maybe just my term, but where you want to go, what you want to accomplish, who you want to be at the end, to where you are now, whatever that day is, you are always working from here, but you're going to build from the ground up. That's how you'll close that gap, because you never compromise the standards and the expectations of what it takes to win and win championships. But every day is an investment day. Shoot, if we could invest our money and just see it go straight up, we would all invest our money and we'd all probably retire pretty early. But it's just like investing. Like you're going to have good days. It's going to go down. It'll look a little bit like a heartbeat monitor, but the players and the teams that are willing to invest every day and understand the connection of that day to when it's going to matter, when they have to play their best in the spring, I think give themselves the best chance to be successful throughout an entire season.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Had several national televised games so far, and obviously with the SEC Network and the Plus and the streaming, I'm sure that helps in recruiting and a lot of things. Yeah. With just the viability of that, but even beyond that, I cover a ton of college baseball, and college baseball would kill for softball's ratings and ease of watch and a 2-hour time limit and the way that it looks on television. What has that sort of done for the sport, and where do you kind of see the sport of softball right now nationally?
Yeah, I mean, it's popular, like you said. It's why we're getting the opportunities. There's always conversation about what we can do for our game, what we can do for it nationally, what we can do to make it, you know, fit into time slots and TV, because obviously it just continues to grow the popularity of it. You know, I think softball's done a really good job of putting different games on, you know, the Saturday, Sunday, Monday series, the SEC Network, just so many different opportunities for people to watch softball games throughout the country, especially in this conference. But it hasn't happened by accident. It's always been a great game. And I think a lot of people now, especially with the how much they can see it, how fast our game is, and the amount of time that they can sit and watch a full game, I think is, you know, part of the popularity too. But big credit, obviously, to ESPN, SEC Network, and really like the concerted effort across the country and every conference to do what's best for our sport. And that's being really open to like any changes that we need to make, any rules that we need to implement, regulations that will help just our sport be accessible for TV and for just the common viewer.
The SEC is keeping somewhat of relative regionality with Texas and Oklahoma coming into the league next year. But you were in the Big Ten. I'm just kind of curious, SC playing a conference game in Maryland and state for these sports, especially baseball, softball, where it's back and forth. I mean, what is the danger for that? Bodies, fatigue over the course of a season, academics. I mean, what are we looking at for some of these conferences that are going nationwide, like the ACC or the Big Ten?
Yeah, I don't know that I could speak, you know, on just the dangers of it, but it's different. You know, it's a different plane in the Midwest. You know, just the amount of travel that we had. A lot, you know, when you get back, when you get home, the weather, the time, I think the time zone's a little bit challenging when you're going to go three different time zones. The weather's going to be completely different, you know, so I think it's a challenge. You know, I think it makes me and us and probably this conference grateful for where we are and the conference we're in, the commissioner that we have, and that, you know, and the places that the spots that we're in, you know, and the security kind of the SEC. You got to prove yourself. You got to prove that you belong here in this conference too. But there's definitely different challenges in every conference, but especially when some of these are merging together and there's some other elements that maybe haven't had to be explored or, you know, handled the way that they're going to have to be moving forward with people in multiple parts of the country playing each other in the same conference.
We're talking a lot about the reach of the league, and you're able to recruit nationally, and there's exposure in the program's recent success and where you're hoping to climb and all those things. But how is softball progressing in the region and in Mississippi? I mean, yeah, you got a handful of Mississippi kids on your team at this point. I mean, is there an elevation as more resources are going into the sport at a club or a youth or a high school level?
Yeah, I think you're seeing that, you know. There's good athletes everywhere, and I think one thing we take pride in as a staff is that we are teaching staff. We love to teach. We're about player relations and player development. So just seeing good athletes, you know, whatever their background is, obviously there's some different, you know, things. But I do think there is a conscious effort seeing the popularity of softball and the opportunities that are there for females, no matter where you come from. You know, for example, ZJ Sanders, who's on staff with us. She's from Mississippi, played at UL, had an incredible career, multiple time player of the year in their conference, all region, all American, played in super regionals, played in the World Series, was a 6-time professional athlete, and she's from this region. So when I identify DJ as someone I would want on my staff for a lot of that, a lot of those reasons, it's so that people, even in this state, will realize like that can be me, you know? And I think to have a program that's successful, you want to recruit and build from the inside out. You got to win your state recruiting. You got to win your local recruiting, your regional recruiting, and then expand it from there. So fortunate to have coached for a while now as I'm getting a little bit older to have connections all over the country. But it is always to be mindful that when you build your program and recruit, you want to recruit from the inside out regionally and then nationally.
What's it been like playing at home? You got the construction going on. You got the smaller seating in the outfield. You obviously have a playing surface that is new and in great shape. But just in general, it feels like you're a little bit in the broken egg part of the omelet right now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're a year from way away from it being awesome and incredible. You know, it just has its challenges. I think that's why we scheduled a little bit to go to Hawaii and even being on the road in this extended road trip, you know, to Louisiana with Nicholls State and LSU. So, but it is different. But to be a good team, and a lot of times I think part of it is you have to be road warriors and be able to win on the road, and you have to be able to take care of business and win at home. So regardless of the circumstances, and now we're at home back-to-back weekends to get a feel for it. Then we went on the road, which was pretty comfortable because that's kind of what we're used to. And now coming back, I think our experience of being here for the first 2 weekends, then leaving for about 7 days and coming back will help us just, now we understand exactly what that weekend's going to look like, what it's going to feel like, what kind of like where our families are going to be and everything too. So it's not going to be, hey, this is our first time being on the field, first time on the conference weekend, that it's different. We know what it is. Now we just go out there and keep it about softball and playing Georgia.
What is this renovation doing for you? Just as a program? I mean, I know it's an obvious, easy question, but just what are some of the ways that this is such a benefit?
Yeah, I just think it's been a long time coming. You know, I'm happy and I'm proud for like the players who were recruited a long time ago that saw these plans. And obviously COVID, I think, disrupted a lot of things, you know, and kind of put some delays on some plans that were, you know, kind of in motion. But it's program changing, you know, part of competing is you're recruiting, you're competing for your recruits, and you have to have things that measure up, that recruits can get, can see, will have, you know, everywhere else, especially in this conference. And so I think it puts us, back in that even playing field when you're just talking one aspect of the facilities. But I also think what it really shows is that at Ole Miss, like, female athletes are important and invested in. Ole Miss softball is important and they're investing in it. And I think not there's a difference between when your administration and your AD is committed to something and investing in it. Because I think investment means there's a financial aspect to continue to do things that improve your current circumstances and situation. We have Alston money here for all athletes. Obviously, the renovations, the way we travel, how we travel, charter flights. To be an Ole Miss softball player means that you're valued and going to be invested in from our administration. And I feel really grateful that I'm at a place that is like that and that our players can say the same thing. So I'm excited about the present and the future of this program, but certainly really excited about this team that we have now and what we're capable of doing together.
That plays into, I assume, you had the team-wide NIL announcement recently. I mean, just kind of every part is including softball in those things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's not everywhere. You know, we don't take that for granted.
So Georgia coming up, just a little bit about the Bulldogs real quick before I let you get out of here.
Yeah, a different team kind of than LSU. So ironically, when I was at Minnesota and we went to the World Series in 2019, Georgia came up there in the regional tournament. LSU actually came up there in super regional. So kind of back to
there you go.
Just flip-flopped them this series. But a lot of those players were starting then. So I think Georgia probably leads the league in maybe like starting fourth and fifth year players with just the experience that they have. So there's familiarity. We didn't play him last year, but There's a lot of experience in that team. It's an offense that can change the game with one swing kind of throughout the whole entire offense. They're very balanced. They pitch well, play good defense, and pretty dynamic offense. So we're going to have to play well. Try to keep the ball in the park, certainly. Let our outfielders, we cover a lot of ground out there, go make a lot of plays. They got to get the ball and make sure they can defend scoring position by getting the ball back in. Really eliminate some crooked numbers. So sometimes it's limiting damage that an offense can do. And then just keep pace with them offensively and not make it about Georgia. And that's just kind of the rundown of Georgia and what they do. But we got to make sure we just Ole Miss softball is taking care of Ole Miss softball. And it's always a game of execution that doesn't change regardless of the opponent, where you're playing. You got to harness control, redirect all the emotions, the adrenaline, the excitement of that game, but just really try to keep it a game of execution. And I think if we can make a team beat us, I think we're a really tough team to beat. So just want to make sure we respect our opponent, but the game doesn't know it's supposed to win. So keep a game of execution and go out there with the intent to win the series and take it one game at a time.
Fans and whatnot, I know some of the stadium stuff and getting in attendance wise, what is the advice on how to attend the game at this point?
There's always some to keep following us on social media that will kind of always dictate, like they send out the link, it'll go to our Champions Club members first. So to get tickets, being a Champion Club member will give you early access to getting tickets that are limited. But if you don't get those, just to keep following us on social media, because there'll be a link and they'll let you know if there's tickets that are still available. So looking forward to a great series. We need Oxford to come out and support us. But I think big thing is don't assume there are no tickets. If there are, we welcome everybody to come. We'll need their support. That's going to be a great series.
Well, I appreciate the time. Congratulations on any success so far. And we'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it.